Welcome to Music in a New World, a series of half-hour programs which explore the music of ethnic communities across America. Your host for these programs is ethnomusicologist Carl Signell.
It goes like
Cubata, an ensemble of Cuban immigrants who just came to America in 1980. Hello, I'm your host Carl Signell with a program on this recently arrived Afro-Cuban music. Cubata specializes in music called huahuanco, a dance which was considered too provocative by North Americans when they first saw it. Hips and upper torso get a lot of exercise. The female dancer with cubata is Sandra.
Well, see, Sandra represents the Cuban mulata, you know, for one thing.
Just what is a mulata?
Well, it's a hybrid. It's a mixture of everything that came to Cuba, black, white, Chinese, everything. Sandra is, I said that she symbolizes a mulata because she's very much like, she's very beautiful, she's very, very good looking, very voluptuous looking. Which is what you conceive, a mulata to be. I think you could probably describe her better than I could. Huh? Don't you think?
Why is that?
I mean, being a man.
Yo conozco una negra,
tiene rigor,
que ella es linda y graciosa, que no es pretenciosa, y siempre se porta bien.
Things are really coming alive now. What's happening?
Of course. Well, first one thing, Sandra is dancing and she sets everybody on fire.
What's she doing? Can you describe?
She's just moving very sensually, I would say, and enjoying herself a heck of a lot, you know, just going with the rhythm and, you know, improvising and having a good time. And everybody, she makes everybody else have a good time, right?
Wait, what's she doing exactly?
She's dancing to the huahuanco hips.
Ella baila Colombia
The people say that you really are enjoying yourself. Is that true?
That's true. Completely. More than that. I don't see nobody. I dance. I don't know how I got in and fell off the stage because I don't see anything. I just can hear the music.
¿Quién es Rigore? ¿Quién es?
Existe en este lugar.
No me diga.
Una negra guarachera. Ella se llama Araceli, a su apellido no lo sé. Lo que yo quiero saber, lo mismo que quiere usted. Elebe, van a venir, venen, van a venir, venen, van a venir, venen, van a venir, van a. Wanaline benene bana bene bene bana banene nene bana bene nene wanaline benene bana banene nanana wanaline benene bana bana bele bana bana bene bene bana 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 wana bene nene bana 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 ba
ay 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 que tiene tanera pero que tiene tanera que tiene tanera tu
ay 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 que tiene tanera
que ya tiene tanduca porque ya baila la rumba.
I was born in Cuba. I came here when I was 13 years old. But my family have kept, you know, the only thing we have when you migrate to a country is your heritage. So we kept our heritage. Every time we have a gathering or we have a fiesta, what they call it, a house, birthday, whatever, for the hell of it, sometimes for the hell of it, and party.
What happens at these parties?
Well, they different families get together and they bring food. They bring their friends.
What kind of food?
Drink. Arroz con pollo, yuca con mojo. I can go on different plates. And typical, you know?
Rice with chicken.
Lechon.
Lechon is roasted pig, right?
Roasted pig. A whole one, not a little piece. A whole roasted pig. And they have a lot of beer.
They wash it down
liquor.
With the beer?
Yeah, wash it down with the beer or liquor.
And
well, then people start playing, and they are gathering with the music. Sometimes they use the record player, but if we have people who are very inspired, where they use their own typical instruments. They take the top of the table and start, you know, an empty bottle. They take a cajon, you know, like a cajon is like a box, empty box, wooden box. And they start doing the bit.
Cubata come from?
Cubata is because the main drums that I play is bata. And they come from Cuba.
Mm-hmm.
Sandra Mendoza, the lead female dancer. Dan Sheehy specializes in Latin American music. He's also program officer at the National Endowment for the Arts.
I see Cubata as an important, very important cultural resource for the entire Cuban community in the United States.
And tell me a little bit about the background of this group. Where'd they come from? How'd they get together?
Well, the group, most of them, came from over from Cuba in the flotilla that arrived around April 1980. And the members, most of the members we have here, met in Fort Chaffee, Arkansas, where they grouped together to perform, you know, music.
Refugee
camp in Fort Chaffee, right. Then, as a group, they decided to move together as a group, and they came here to Washington, D.C. Later on, Ernesto Guerra, who was down in Miami and wanted to perform rumba, heard about the group up here in Washington. There wasn't what he was looking for down there in Miami, so he moved up, joined them. He, too, had come over in the flotilla. Then later on, they got together with Fernando Leobons, who's a Brazilian, but had performed in New York City with Julito Collazo, studied with him for a number of years, and also Sandra Mendoza, who was Cuban by birth and moved here to this country 14 years ago.
The number they're going to be performing right now is called Somos Cubanos, which introduces themselves within the... this is definitely a style of the rumba, which is called the guaguanco. Now, as you can notice from the emphasis on the vocal part, the emphasis is on the lyrics. Tells your story.
What's the story?
We're Cuban, now we're free, and we came to represent our country. Now, this song was inspired by their new situation in Arkansas, in Fort Chaffee.
Somos cubanos, ya somos libres, y venimos a esta tierra a monizar. Somos cubanos, ya somos libres, y venimos a esta tierra a monizar. Y aprovecharemos lo que han sabido brindar. Y aprovecharemos Naciones Unidas
audience of Latin American, Central American people, but the Cubans that were present ended up crying because they said they had never seen anything as genuine since they left the country 20, 25 years ago, and it was just very touching, very touching.
Vamos.
the Afro-Cuban ensemble Cubata performing We Are Cubans, Now We Are Free, a song they made up when they first arrived in America. Wawanko is the type of rhythm this song is in. The voices are supported by a five-man percussion group, three different sizes of conga-type drums, claves, and an instrument called wawa or kata. Roberto Borrell, the director of Cubata, describes it.
Se llama wawa o kata.
The name, as you saw, is a wawa o kata, which is like a box which is played with sticks.
When you say the word wawa, is that any connection with wawanko?
No, eso es histórico. Todavía estoy investigando.
He's still doing some research on it, but he thinks that it comes from African roots, the name. But, you know, the reason why it adopted also the name of kata is because of the sound effect that go along with it.
Kata, 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 kata. Entonces se quedó como nombre.
Naturally, the kata rhythm is a bit more complicated than that. Then, in addition to the familiar rhythm of the claves, you add the patterns of the three drummers. Borrell alone takes on the double role of the two deepest drums to demonstrate how they interlock in the wawanko. A short selection with a full ensemble shows how everything fits together.
Tenemos que en el wawanko se utilizan los mismos tres instrumentos en la columbia.
You will need the three instrumental players, so this is more or less what it would sound like.
Y el tres golpes.
The same instruments, but a different rhythm, are used for the columbia, a type of music danced by the diablito, or little devil.
Y ahora, pues la columbia.
When Borrell demonstrates a basic pattern for the Abakwa ceremony, the rhythm is easy to distinguish from the other two. Before hearing Cubata, I knew that African religions had survived remarkably intact in Cuba, with complex West African drumming, and speaking and singing in Yoruba, a West African language. But for the first time, Cubata showed me evidence of the most sophisticated technique in West African music, that of the talking drums. A highly trained drummer reproduces the tones and rhythms of Yoruba speech directly on the drums. For me, the highlight of Borrell's demonstrations was an Afro-Cuban example of talking drums from a ritual praise song for Ochun, a Yoruba goddess.
Es decir, hay un, como ejemplo, hay una canción Yoruba que se le canta a Ochun, que es una diosa, que dice cheque, 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 comaita, comaita, Ochun. Y el tambor, pues va diciendo esa misma frase. Que dice así. Cheque, 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 comaita, comaita, ocho.
O guane macuruane, o bone que me tagan dirión, o chilo muto abaco, aunque nepión, en bemoró, y a fondo va, hasta corina pondo, aunque quere que bamba.
The music that Cubata plays is such a tremendous, and it's so near the African form of the African religion, that it has a lot in common with all the different kind of offshoots deriving from the Yoruba associated religions, you know,
like what?
Cults. Well, all over the Americas, of course, in Brazil and the Caribbean and in Puerto Rico, and of course in New York City, where they call it Santeria. Santeria is kind of a generalized term for many of the Afro-American, I mean, from all the Americas. Religions, all of those.
Oh,
de Morana, ni vamos tongo.
I came into contact with Cubans, and it was a very surprising happening for me because I was walking down the Bronx one afternoon, a Sunday afternoon, and I passed by this building, and there was a ceremony going on in there. And I went inside, and I was perplexed. It was the same thing that I saw in Brazil, the same language, the same songs, to a great accent. There were some variations.
By language, you mean what language?
Yoruba.
Fernando Lebons, the Brazilian member of this Afro-Cuban group. Que dice el Abacuá, that which the Abacuá says. The musical director of Cubatá, Roberto Borrell, arranged this piece of music derived from the Abacuá religion in Cuba. He only uses the non-secret parts for the uninitiated audience. Eliana Portes Claymire is an educated Cuban, an immigrant herself, who discovered something about herself when she encountered Cubatá.
Well, I had never really been close at all to my people, to the big, big people, you know, the masses. I had always been in an elitist sort of circle. And I thought, I was very attracted by it, you know, just maybe I did a little tourism. But the more I knew them, the more I backed them up. And since I started working with the National Endowment for the Humanities, I did have some contacts and I tried to refer people to them because I felt that they had something, you know, special and unique to offer.
And you, is there some very deep feelings that this aroused in you?
Right, I never really knew how my people enjoy themselves or what they ate like and what they liked to, what made them happy, what made them sad, how they express themselves. I never knew that. So they offered that to me. I started learning about it. Yeah, I came when I was 13 and I was very protected, so I really even knew my country. And they are a little piece of it, a piece that I would have never in Cuba been exposed to, as a matter of fact.
One very, very, very significant problem they've had since they've been here is finding a job, since the majority of them don't speak English. It's been really rough. If they're going to stay together, that means they all have to find it. They need to find jobs right here in the Washington, D.C. area.
Canto Cubatá, an Afro-Cuban performing ensemble directed by Roberto Borrell. I saw how Cubans and non-Cubans alike were affected in meanings beyond music and dance. Without mentioning it, I feel that many were thinking of Cubatá as a symbol of a homeland they will perhaps never see again, or a place forbidden to visit now. Cubatá is already transforming their own immigrant experience into artistic forms such as the song We Are Cubans, Now We Are Free. If they can find jobs here, they can continue as carriers of the Afro-Cuban traditions, yet their music and dance will inevitably adjust to American ways. I'd like to thank the Smithsonian Festival of American Folklife, the director Ralph Rinsler, technical director Richard Derbyshire, and field mixing engineer Mike Rivers. Music was recorded by Dave Glasser, with post-production engineering by Craig Laird and Mary Ishnaga. Deb Lamberton was the NPR producer. Please join me for my next program on Music in a New World. I'm your host, Carl Signell.
We're an American citizen right now, but we still have our heritage.
Why is that?
Because that's the only thing we have. That's why we're born in Cuba, and that's, I think it's the most beautiful thing.
You've been listening to Music in a New World, a series of programs exploring ethnic music in communities across America. This program was produced by Carl Signell, who is solely responsible for its content. The production of this program was made possible with funds provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting through National Public Radio's Satellite Program Development Fund. Music in a New World is distributed by NFCB, the National Federation of Community Broadcasters.